Dayan Thomas, 10th of July, at the very end of the piece from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in his Sefer Yaros Dvash. It's a beautiful Jewish Sefer. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz was one of the great luminaries, Poskim, Makubolim, the 18th century. The Machlokes Rabbi Yaakov Emden to him, it's one of the most unfortunate and devastating in rabbinic history, but he left a wealth of Torah for us, and this is a classic piece if you want to get an insight into what to think about during Shemona Esrei. In the last bracha here, what he's showing us is peace is such a great, valuable thing in its own right, but he shows you from the wording and from the underlying concepts that he knows that it's really about Hashem being Masha his Shechina. When there's Achdus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. And he talks there about eliminating Ka'as. The more our Midos are good, the more it's an indication that Hashem is with us. And he says that's why in the following paragraph, in the concluding Baruch of Elokeinu Tzor, he says, Kalalai Nafshi Sidom, my soul should be silent to anyone who curses me. As he said, "Vzela osal kedusha." That's an indication of holiness. Just to read the last sentence there, "Velachein, velakach rather, ve'erev Yom Kippur, shehu hachanal yom hakadosh v'anora." On Erev Yom Kippur, which is a preparation for the holy and awesome day, tzarach mechila zela zeh. You need forgiveness one to another. Ubitul hakas, and an nullification of anger. V'ribui ahava, an abundance of love. Made as a sign that it's a day of holiness to our Master. So you notice, the simple chat is, what do you mean? It's Yom Kippur, you're being forgiven. If anybody has a grievance against you, that's an impediment. So we ask each other mechila, so that we get kapara. He's saying there's a deeper concept here. It's the Yom HaKadosh V'Anora. And for Kedusha, you need ahava, a total lack of anger. It's a deeper concept. That's the ultimate goal of tefillah, which is incumbent upon every yid by dint of the fact that he's been created. It's a basic obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven for Kedusha, and it has to be done with Riboy Ahava. As I mentioned, that's why there is a Kabbalistic practice to accept upon oneself the mitzvah of Yahav to Re'acha Kamocha. For davening. Okay, well, actually, it's worthy of Chazara in its own right. Whenever we daven Shemona Esrei. So we'll move on. So this is the Shar HaShlishi. So it starts with a Mavo, it's like an introduction. Mavo the Shar HaShlishi. Gemara Shabbos and Daf Samach Gemara Beis. Amar Rav Huna. It says Rav Huna, Maidach Siv, Smach Bachor B'yaldusecha, B'yitiv Chalibacha, B'mei Bachur Asecha, V'holach B'darkei Libcha, V'mar Einecha, V'dali Ki Al Kol Eile Yiviach Elokim B'mishpat. Pasuk in Koheles. What does it mean? Rejoice, Bachor, in your youth, and your heart should be happy, euphoric, in your days of your bacharus, a little bit older, and go in the ways of your heart and the way what your eyes see, and know that for all of these you will be brought to an accounting. What was the pasuk referring to? Rish Lakish Amar Ad Kan LeDivrei Torah Mikan VeElach LeMaisim Tovim. Rish Lakish makes an esoteric statement, has to be understood. Up till here, it's talking about words of Torah. Henceforth, it's talking about Maisim Tovim. Rashi, Ad Kan LeTorah, Smach B'Talmudcha. Rejoice in your learning. Lamod Misimcha Mituv Lev. Learn Torah out of a state of happiness and goodness of heart, which doesn't mean which means also like happiness. V'Halach B'Darkei Libcha L'Havin Ma B'Libcha L'Fi Ra'os Einecha. I think this is what he wants to focus on. To go in the ways of your heart, meaning to understand what's in your heart per what your eyes see. Mikan ve'elech l'maisim tovim. After that, what the pasuk says after that is talking about for your deeds. V'daki al kol ela al kol ma shelamadata sof chalitein asadin lo tekayim. everything you learn, you're going to have to give a reckoning if you don't fulfill it. So the first part of the pasuk is talking about how you learn, how to study Torah. And at the end it's saying, whatever you learn, limud has to be amanas lasos. So if we learn Torah and don't fulfill it, we are held accountable. So Augustine gave us a shmooze before Rosh Hashanah. He said, Bachar and Yeshiva think that they're better off than everybody else. What do you mean? We learn more Torah. We're righteous. He said, the more Torah you have an opportunity to learn, the more you're held accountable. You don't live up to it. So that's the end of the pasuk. But let's see what we take from this. Zohi Agdaras Avoda HaPratis. This is the definition. Agdara means we define the parameters of something, like a gather, a fence that outlines the parameters. This is the definition of individual avoda, nose sharze, which is going to be the topic of this section. Ha'esik b'Torah mitoch simcha v'tuv lev, toil in Torah from a state of simcha and happiness. V'havonas atzmein, and understanding ourselves. In other words, when it said l'havin ma v'libcha, Rashi explained the drasha of Chazal in that pasuk. To understand what's in your heart based on what your eyes see. Halimud misimcha mituv lev einu inyan shel matzav ruach. Learning in a state of simcha and tuv lev is not just a matter of your mood. I'm in a good mood today, so I'm in a state of simcha and tuv lev. I'm in a bad mood, so I'm not. Shematza shalom ematzmo. I'm sorry, I skipped words. Ela simen huladim, rather, it's a sign for a person. Shematza shalom, so they found peace with himself. Okay, it's not a question of what side of the bed he woke up that morning. We're talking about something more fundamental, that he's at peace with himself. Ta'anugim chitzonim einam kosnim lo od b'midim afrezes. Outside pleasures don't, like kosim is like to enchant, don't enchant him. Anymore in an extreme way, in a too much of a way. Mufras is like extreme. Yitzarim umidos raos chadlu lahafriyala. Yitzaharas and bad midos stop disturbing him. No one's free of the Yitzahara, but he'd say in the contemporary language, he's in a good groove. You know, he knows it's an enemy, he knows how to navigate successfully, consistently. So that's the type of simcha and tuv lev that we're talking about. A person who is in a state of equilibrium and navigating the challenges of life, Yitzhara. Ketzad magiyam lakach. How do we reach this? Aloch bedarkei libcha. Go in the ways of your heart. It's a drush on the pasuk, I think, in simple pshat, has a different meaning. But the words say, the ways of your heart, and Rashi, explaining the Gemara, say, it means understanding what's in your heart. It means understanding one's own makeup. Kolomar da'as atzmacha. Know yourself. This is a big concept that Rav Volva talks about. Knowing oneself. Mish eina yodeas atzmo. A person who doesn't know himself, bavade eina yocho limtso shalom atzmo, certainly can't find peace with himself. He misunderstands where he's strong, where he's weak, what he should be working on. Great quality.
Torn was himself. Huh? Person torn was in himself.
Well, he's saying study Torah, but the way to study Torah is what he does for life. But the way to do that is to know his own self. I think I'll elaborate, but know his own strengths, weaknesses, and makeup. Which brings him to a state of peace with himself.
There's a popular phrase I heard about being comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And so the idea is to not to try to be something that you're not. And then to be,
right.
Perhaps, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in the world at large, the way to be comfortable with your own skin may mean, like, don't take on any challenges. You know? Contemporary society, whatever Yetzirah a person has, must be who
exactly.
He is. So yeah, that phrase can be off. It depends. Yeah, here we want to be comfortable in your own skin in a state of thriving, which is probably why the pasuk precedes it with study Torah. Be living a life of Torah and be comfortable in your own skin. You put the two together, probably makes it better. When it comes to toil in his Torah, Midosav, his yetzers and his midos, like constrict him, v'lo yitnu lo, lo lulmo, v'lo lasos b'shleimus. And they don't allow him not to study Torah and not to do things in any kind of whole way, full way. K'mishpat tamid chacham amiti, like would be the scenario, or the way it should be for a proper tamid chacham. So he's introducing us to a concept of knowing oneself. Hayudeyas atmo yimta gam derech lasaken es atmo. The person who knows himself will also find a way to fix himself. The famous quote that I think from Ritzel Petterberger, that the Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael, was a master of, it's not just a quote, it's a piece in the Sefer, was a master of diagnosis and treatment. He knew how to assess what a person's character, his flaws and weaknesses are, and he knew how to get them to where they need to be. He said, we've lost the skill of treatment, but a diagnosis is also something. Right? Knowing that the challenge is a big big piece of it too. The great Bali Musa were great experts in seeing what really is going on with a person. Famous stories in Alto Slobodka, people thought a person was one way, and he said, no, he's like this. And decades later, they saw what he was talking about. So if he knows himself, he can figure out how to be misakin himself. Fixed is not really a great translation, because something like broken, it means how to optimize. We could say optimize, we could say correct, we could, you know. Tikkun is a broader word than fix. Fix sounds like, you know, take a car to a mechanic. But kim lo l'shem tikkun, ma lo ha'yidiyah. If it's not for the purpose of tikkun, what's the benefit of the knowledge? The purpose of knowing oneself is, okay, so how do I improve myself? What should I be working on? Yidiyas atzma shona mikol yidiyah acheret sh'adam yachol erchosh. Knowledge of oneself is different from any other knowledge that a person could accrue. Kol adam hina olam yuchad. Every person is a unique world. He's going to run out of time in a second. He's going to say knowing that whole inner world of his is the greatest knowledge he can have, and it's the beginning of progress in Muslim development. We'll continue tomorrow.